I'm Prisca, and welcome to the second episode of The Market, a podcast or a bunch of audio files where I discuss the current happenings across a host of industries tailored to those we market to and for. On today's episode, I'm talking all things Glossier, a beauty brand founded by Emily Waste. Emily's a boss in so many ways. I love women that are killing it. I love women that just do something that they're completely passionate about. And it shows, because Emily Waste launched into the gloss in September 2010, which is clearly a very relevant part of Glossier's marketing strategy. And I'm sure it's helped her pull her readership in from Into the Gloss to Glossier, and carry over that community, that tribe that she has, that is like a cult. It's like a cult-like tribe. It's pretty intense. Glossier is one of the most present, forward-thinking and active beauty brands to launch on social today. You know, now that's pretty impressive for a beauty brand. Yes, she's had million-dollar investments, but Glossier's marketing strategy has a lot to do with their compassion for people's skin and makeup needs. So let's get into it. According to Sprout Social, 75% of people purchased a product because they saw it on social media. And Glossier is based in the States, and I'm from East London. You know, if you're still wondering whether social media is ROI positive, have a listen, because this will kind of kill any doubts, I hope. So in celebration of Glossier's first brick and mortar in LA, this episode will cover what small and big businesses can learn from Glossier, their marketing strategy, and all of the bits in between. So have you got your notepads ready? Yeah, that silence was you to like grab a piece of paper and a pen if there's not one, because I'm going to try and go as peaceful and as slow as possible, but let's get to it. So number one, empathy and attention. I previously mentioned how invested people clearly are on social media, which is influenced by the mobile-centric world that we currently live in. So if you're empathetic enough and can be bothered to nurture your community as you would do your friendships, then you're off to a good start. The team that run Glossier social media accounts bloody love their job. And it shows. And yes, I said team because it does take a village to be consistent. There are many facets of social media, from strategy to content to community management to customer service. There's so many different layers that if you do not have more than one person on your social media team, then you're neglecting something that could definitely bring you in so much more money, because you have the potential to tap into a global customer base. Number two, tagline. First of all, you know, a lot of people tell me, why is this second? Like, why did you not mention it first? brand managers will probably hate me, but I believe in optimizing your tagline. I believe that you should switch it up every 6 months if the one you have isn't resonating with your tribe, or it's not being mentioned at panels or in your press features. I, myself, as a marketer, have heard many marketers discuss purpose, value, what you stand for. And Glossier were very smart about what they stand for, and it shows in their tagline, which is skin first and makeup second, which reflects their product line. However, it presents a much bigger obsession, and that's lifestyle. Everyone matches one product with another product. You know, that's just something people do. You don't just use one product, one brand, stand alone and don't use anything else. People combine a variety of things together to define the individual style. And Glossier comprehend this. And they know that some people go to MAC, some people go to Estee Lauder for makeup. And that's cool. They're cool with that. But as long as they have a Glossier primary moisturizer, then they're also satisfied, right? Number three, original content. Now, I love original content, maybe because my agency connects companies with culture using social first high quality content. Maybe that's why, you know, a bit biased, whatever. But nonetheless, Glossier do really, really good at this. You know, I'm blown away by how they combine high quality and something that was taken through an iPhone. You know, they find that true balance. And as a brand, if you are not doing anything original, you are only going so far. We have companies like Netflix and BET that will contest and stand up for original content and tell you that before they had original content, no one was checking for them. So the fact of the matter is curation can occur at any time. You know, anyone can pull a bunch of images from different profiles, different people's channels, from different feeds, and post that on social media. Everyone can do that, but original content is that point of differentiation. Their target psychographic are those with a millennial mind. You know, they are very inclusive of age, whatever ages, race and body type. So it's hard to just say this is their target audience. I believe they target anyone who's got a mindset that wants to, that is pro skin, pro makeup, and okay, pro choice, body positivity, all of that. And as long as they can build a community who care about those things, then I believe that that's their target audience. But with regards to original content, they took swatches and completely flipped it. You know, although they do have product shots, they do contextualize their content. And they do this by showing a vast array of skin tones. You know, every season they show their product in a similar setting to those that they are targeting, you know, and they do this in a variety of places. So from bathrooms to bedrooms to sets, in the car, you know, in the Uber, on the way to the wing, you know, they know who they are targeting. And I'm sure you guys get the point of this at this point, the point at this point. So instead of showing your target customers a bag on a frame, how about you actually research what your customer's journey is and direct a set of content based on what actually happens in their real life? Yes. Number four, commerce and content. So your website is a dry piece of text when you don't add content on it. That's just a fact. And Glossier have mastered how to bring emotion to the center stage. Again, they are very smart about the women they feature. And if your target is everyone, every type of woman, then your website should show every type of woman. Anything less, then you're missing out on a large customer base. Every product they have on their website has a set of images that reflect 4 to 7 or 8, I'm sure, scenarios with in-depth information within a cultural context, which is genius. And it's obvious that product-led storytelling that is movable, content that's movable, is clearly their strategic foundation, which is user-focused. Their website is user-focused, mobile-first, and completely personalized, and it's so well targeted. Everyone just needs to go check it out once you're done listening to this, of course. Number five, community management. Now, for those that know, yes, I do have a social first agency, never plug. and we love community management. Community management is what got one of our clients that we worked on last year to where they are today. And so I kind of wanted to pull in a statistic because people love statistics, people like numbers, people like percentages. So Forbes found that 62% of millennials state that if a brand was to engage with them on a personal level through social media, they're more likely to show loyalty to them. I mean, that goes without saying, but to have someone that is loyal to you merely through your social media work, that's a gift. And then you're able to convert them and drive them down the marketing funnel in so many different ways once they become loyal to you. And I could go on and on about how well Glossier do community management, but because this is the market and I'll speak on their most their most recent activity, which I noticed today, which I suggest you all to go and check out on their story. But yeah, so they released a product called Lash Lick. And what they did is they gathered a bunch of tweets from their tribe that requested that they create a mascara much before they announced that they were doing one. They randomly picked 30 people to get it first. They printed out the tweets and sent the owner of the tweets, a copy of their tweets with a personalized note with the mascara, and I'm assuming for free. Now, if that's not going to make you fall in love with a brand, then what is? You know, whether one person received it or not, it just highlights how constructive they are with social listening. And it's more of a proactive approach than a reactive approach. And in a time of data regulation, this makes them the good guys. it just does. And I'm going to throw out a pro tip here. Let me throw out a quick tip. So if 3 to 4 people tweet you, and yes, every business needs to be on Twitter. Twitter is where people go to see what is happening. And it's also to tell the stories and to express themselves. And it's the best way to gather feedback. But anyways, I digress. So if you find 3 people that are really engaging with you, send them a DM. And ask for their email address to send them an e-card or their home address or PO box address and send them something personalized, because this is how you build word of mouth. It's a no-brainer. So that was 5. That was 5. But because I'm Prisca and I'm extra, I'm going to give you guys 2 more. So 5.5. Or should I say 6? Not everything marketing related has to be about your product. I previously mentioned lifestyle. And if you're signed up to Glossier's email list, you actually receive 3 wallpapers. And they make this known via their Instagram stories. So Instagram stories completely flipped the script. They completely flip the script, and they are always redesigning, redeveloping, optimizing the platform every other day. So if you're not on Instagram stories and you need to jump on it now, snackable content is great for crowdsourcing and getting feedback. Let your DMs fill up. And going back to Glossier giving out 3 wallpapers, who would not want a very cool design or some pink on their wallpaper? It's also a great way to brand build. And it's also a great way for people, you know, when people take each other's phones, they'll say like, oh, what's that? Who's that from? And that builds extra word of mouth. And the tip here is to think about what people have alongside what your product is. So for example, Coca-Cola, it's about what people eat with Coca-Cola, not just where they drink Coke or why they drink Coke or what they drink Coke with, if that makes sense. Well, yeah. Well, they drink Coke with. So in summary, Glossier completely wins in terms of marketing for me because they're continuously evolving at the speed of their customers. They're truly moving with the market, and a company you can tell that has meetings and actually does what they discussed in their meetings. They don't just have meetings for no reason. So I suggest you all check out Glossier and just align it with what I've said. Hopefully this has been a very constructive episode for you guys. I did it off the bat. I've recorded this May the 14th. They are opening their brick and mortar tomorrow, which is May the 15th. So this will be in alignment. Thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, I'm Prisca Moyesa on every single platform. That's PRISCAMOYESA on everything. And until next time, take care. I'm bringing it back really quickly because I said I'm going to give you 2 more and I gave you 1 more. Well, I gave you 2, but I put them all in 1. So just a disclaimer, that was 2. So that was wallpapers as that extra piece of lifestyle in attachment to what you're already doing, and Instagram stories. Peace out.